And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis must either step down from the Georgia election interference case involving Donald Trump and co-defendants, or have the special prosecutor she admitted to having a personal relationship with leave that case. A judge today issuing his ruling saying Willis's relationship with Nathan Wade presents the perception of a possible conflict of interest. ABC's Olivia Rubin says both sides can appeal.
There is a question about what happens to the case on appeal. Does it get stayed again, which could feed right back into Donald Trump's goal of this case, which is to delay, delay, delay. So already talk of an appeal on the ground in Georgia just moments after this ruling hit.
The U.S. and G7 allies warning Iran that if it moves ahead to provide ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, Western countries will add new sanctions. And at least three people are dead after an outbreak of tornadoes swept through Logan County, Ohio, just north of Dayton. This is ABC News. 4 years since the official start of the pandemic, and there's another assessment out about where the virus might have originated.
The debate about the origins of COVID-19 have been going on since the pandemic began, but there's been no definitive answer. The FBI has said it thinks a leak from the Wuhan, China virology lab was to blame. A different declassified intelligence report said no, the Wuhan wet market was more likely the culprit. Now a new report published in the journal Society for Risk Analysis, which looked at all the evidence we have so far, says a leak from from the Wuhan lab cannot be ruled out. According to the World Health Organization, COVID-19 has been responsible for more than 3 million deaths around the globe.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Best Buy is recalling about 187,000 Insignia air fryers and air fry ovens sold in the U.S., saying they could possibly overheat, causing handles or glass doors to break and posing fire and burn risks. Those units sold at Best Buy stores nationwide between November 2021 through 23. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 45.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. The two adults connected to the disappearance of 3-year-old Elijah Vu of Two Rivers will have separate court hearings next week. Elijah's mother, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer, waived her right to a preliminary hearing on charges of child neglect on Thursday. Her boyfriend, 39-year-old Jesse Vang, still doesn't have an attorney, but has requested a speedy trial. A judge said the court will work on finding Vang a public defender. The state Supreme Court says a Superior-based social services organization will have to pay unemployment insurance. In a 4-3 ruling, the court said Catholic Charities couldn't prove how paying that insurance prevent them from fulfilling a religious function. An attorney for the group says they'll be appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. And legislation to create a task force on missing and murdered African-American women and girls was one of many bills that failed to advance in the Wisconsin legislature's recently ended session. Madison Democrat Sheila Stubbs says she'll reintroduce the measure next session. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Motorists in Pierce County are reminded that Highway 10 will be closed between Ellsworth and Prescott starting Monday, as the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will resurface Highway 10 from the South Highway 63 junction to Highway 29 in Prescott. Along with the resurfacing, the shoulders will be widened and replacing culverts and installing new bridges. The project is expected to be completed in October. Dunn County is gearing up for the spring election. Yesterday, Dunn County Clerk Andrew Mercell conducted training for approximately 100 poll workers in election rules and regulations. The goal of the training is for a seamless and efficient voting process for all residents in Dunn County. The spring election will be held April 2nd. Someone who bought a scratch-off ticket in Eau Claire is $1 million richer. The Wisconsin Lottery says someone bought the winning Super Millions scratch ticket at the Mega Holiday on Craig Road. Lottery managers say someone also bought a $500,000 winner at a Mega Holiday just a few blocks away. That ticket was a maximum cash crossword, and it was sold at the Mega Holiday off of Highway 93 and Lorch Avenue. Both of the stores will receive a bonus for selling the big winners. A Chippewa Falls man will spend more than a decade in prison after convictions on federal drug and gun crimes. Brandon Herman pled guilty to possessing 500 grams or more of methamphetamine intended for sale and possessing firearms as a felon after authorities found the drugs and guns after searching his town of Lafayette home last year. He was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison. Wisconsin's newest laws cover everything from clean water programs to the size of fish fillets. Governor Tony Evers signed 15 new laws yesterday. Most make small or technical changes, and many of them deal with the Department of Natural Resources. Those include changes for air gun hunting, a new year-long park pass, and a new law that allows fishermen to take home fish fillets as long as they can prove that the whole fish meets the state's fish length requirements. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Construction crews have continued to remove the Tarrant Park pool in Durand. Crews have been removing the concrete sidewalks and now are beginning to remove the pool itself. The new Tarrant Park pool is expected to reopen in 2025. Expect traffic delays on Highway 35 in Maiden Rock on Monday, as the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will replace two deteriorating retaining walls on Highway 35 between Chestnut and Green Streets in Maiden Rock. Along with replacing the retaining walls, crews will also mill and pave the roadway and replace curb and gutter. During the construction, traffic on Highway 35 will be reduced to one lane. That project is expected to be completed in September. School leaders in Altoona say it was a false alarm that sent them into lockdown yesterday. Superintendent Heidi Alopoulos said their emergency communications system sent a false alarm yesterday afternoon. She sent a
note home to parents yesterday saying no kids were ever in danger and there was no threat. No one is saying just what prompted the false alarm. The superintendent says they are looking into it. The level of drought across Minnesota and into Wisconsin is getting worse. The latest report released yesterday from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows parts of southeastern Minnesota are the areas most affected by the dry conditions, with some areas being classified as in severe or extreme drought. Here in western Wisconsin, the drought is currently being classified as moderate. There's no school in Crandon today because 10 people have become mysteriously sick. The city's schools yesterday said they don't know what's making teachers and students at Crandon's elementary, middle, and high school sick. All 10 reported feeling ill yesterday. Crandon schools called in the Forest County Sheriff's Department, which searched the school with a police dog. The Sheriff's Department says the teachers and students were feeling lightheadedness, tingling, numbness in extremities, shortness of breath, slurred speech, and rapid heartbeat. Uber and Lyft say they plan to pull out of Minneapolis after the Minneapolis City Council voted to force a minimum wage of $15 an hour for drivers. Uber says it will withdraw from the entire Twin Cities area, while Lyft says it will leave Minneapolis. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey vetoed the latest council ordinance raising rideshare driver pay, but the city council voted to override the veto. Rideshare services would end when the new Minneapolis City Ordinance goes into effect on May 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Usually, you can't golf in Wisconsin till at least April, but that's not stopping the folks at Golf Digest from naming Wisconsin the best state in the nation for public golf. Golf Digest came out with its rankings on Wednesday and put Wisconsin ahead of California, Michigan, Oregon, North Carolina on the list. Wisconsin gets top marks for Whistling Straits and the course at Erin Hills, among others. Golf Digest says while other states may have more or better exclusive courses, Wisconsin's public courses are the best in the country. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 45.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to new, NORDICUSA.com, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Wisconsin and Marquette both moving on in their respective league tournaments. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Marquette playing without Tyler Kolick needed overtime to get by Villanova 71-65. Cam Jones poured in 18. Stevie Mitchell added 15 to send the Golden Eagles into the Big East semifinals tonight against Providence. The Friars advanced with a 78-73 upset victory over Creighton. And the Badgers hit a season-high 16 threes and rolled to an 87-56 win over Maryland. Round two of the Big Ten tournament. Freshman John Blackwell led Wisconsin with 18, while Stephen Crowell and A.J. Storr had 17 each. Coach Greg Gard said it was a complete team effort.
Both sides of the court, I thought defensively we set the tone early, and then obviously you start knocking down some shots and get some defense from your, or some offense from your defense, and just all the way up and down the lineup got great contributions, and such an unselfish group when you get 25 assists on 31 made field goals.
20th win of the season for the Badgers, who'll take on Northwestern in today's quarterfinals. WIAA Boys Basketball Championships head to day two today. Division 5 semifinals tip off this morning. Columbus takes on Solon Springs. Elman Bancroft will follow against Abundant Christian Life. Bucks put Philadelphia away in the fourth quarter to post a 114-105 win over the 76ers at 5-serve. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 10 rebounds to lead Milwaukee, but it was the play of Bobby Portis and A.J. Green in the fourth quarter that put the game on ice.
Probably more proud of Bobby, because I thought they sped Bobby up in the first half, got under his skin a little bit, and you know Bobby. And I thought he caught himself there in the second half and really helped us. Then AJ was just terrific, you know, spacing the floor, you know, once on the switch we trapped, and his job was after that to deny Maxie, and he did a great job of doing that.
Running back A.J. Dillon expected to re-sign with the Packers pending his passing a physical. Cactus League Brewers fell to the Mariners 4-2 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The trucks return to Thunder Valley this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
After an off weekend, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will take to the half-mile Bristol Motor Speedway for tomorrow night's WeatherGuard Truck Race. Our live coverage of the event begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. 36 trucks make up the entry list, including Cup Series regulars Kyle Busch and Zane Smith. Busch is a five-time Truck Series winner at Bristol, with his most recent victory coming in 2017. Busch will again drive for Spire Motorsports, the team that he won with earlier this year at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Tyler Ankrum is the series points leader after the first three events of the season and is still in search of his first win of the year. Again, our airtime is set for 8 p.m. tomorrow night from Thunder Valley. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Fruit trees are not meant to be shade trees. Hi, I'm Jody Hanke. Proper pruning opens up the canopy, lets in the sun, and increases the chance of a quality harvest as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My neighbors have several apple trees and a pear tree. Every year they set a ton of fruit, but it's usually pretty small. I don't think the trees have been pruned for a long time. Brad Burgerford is an extension horticulture educator at Ohio State University. He says harvesting quality tree fruit depends a lot on how you harvest sunlight. Late winter is the best time to take a step back, look at the tree, and make some pruning decisions.
Look wherever the sunlight may not be penetrating down into that canopy of that tree. That's usually where we run into the most problems. The whole canopy gets too thick and the sunlight does not get to the center of the tree. Therefore, our fruit production is reduced, the blooms are reduced, and basically it turns into a shade tree, and that is not what we want for our tree fruit production.
Burgerford says a common mistake he notices is that growers don't make pruning cuts early enough in the young stage of that tree's growth. As soon as the tree is in the ground, he recommends a heading cut to establish the canopy system. Lateral cuts will remove any damaged limbs. In the following years, you'll make thinning cuts.
Thinning cuts involve removing entire limbs that maybe are rubbing against each other, that are competing with other limbs. The whole thing we're trying to do with a thinning cut is trying to open up that canopy for better sunlight penetration, better wind penetration, better spray penetration, and just to maintain the overall fruitfulness of the canopy's interior.
You'll remove limbs that are productive, but Burgerford says trees that aren't pruned can overproduce, and you'll end up with a lot of small, non-marketable fruit. Learn more about pruning fruit trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
49 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. Double-digit losses in the milk markets. April down 22 to 1603. May down 33 to 1643. June down 30 to 1726. July milk down 26 at 1789. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 1 to 144 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks, though, down a quarter to 147. 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 282 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116 and a quarter, no trades. Dry way up a half to 44.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today as the markets are watching the cash trade. After cash trade developing in both the north and south, the live cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Now, feeder cattle are also moving mostly higher as the feeder cattle markets finding support in the fact that the live cattle, cash cattle markets are all trending higher, and that is helping to support the markets. Lean hog complex is used today to launch higher as the nearby contracts are moving sharply higher. The market should be able to maintain the strength through the afternoon as midday cash prices and pork cutout values are all higher on the day. April live cattle up 52 cents to 187.47. June up 42 cents to 183.80. August up 85 cents to 182.95. March feeder cattle up $1.90 to 249.37. April up $1.37 to 252.55. May up $1.42 to 256.25. Chicago Board of Trade, or the hog markets first. April hogs up 215 to 87.17. May up 95 cents to 92.55. June up 85 cents to 102.27. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving slightly higher as the Daily Wire saw 125,000 metric tons of old crop corn booked by unknown destinations. Soybeans are moving mostly lower as oil leads the product complex. Now, South American weather should allow for Brazil's harvest to continue. The Daily Wire was quiet today. Wheat is also moving mostly lower as the trade fades a bit further after breaching nearby support yesterday, along with the dollar holding the gains to the limit any type of upside. The trade continuing to watch to see if any more export cargoes are canceled on the world market. May corn up 1.5 to 435 and a quarter. July up 1.75 to 448. September up 1.5 to 456 and three quarters. New crop up 1.75 to 469 and a half. May beans down 2 to 1193 and a quarter. July down 2.25 to 1207 and a half. August down 2 to 1204 and a quarter. New crop down 2.25 to 1184 and three quarters. May soybean meal down 340 to 334. May soybean oil now up 65 cents to 49.04. Chicago wheat, May and July both down 3.5. May at 528 and three quarters. July at 543 and three quarters. May wheat in Minneapolis down 6.75 to 648.5. July down 5.75 to 654 and three quarters. Energy markets today, April crude oil down 5 cents to 81.21. May down a cent to 80.73. April and May gas both up a cent. April at 271, May at 270. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. The dairy margin coverage sign-up period does continue. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Sign-up is continuing for the Dairy Margin Coverage Risk Management Program. John Burge is the Acting Deputy Administrator of Farm Programs for the Farm Service Agency. He says the program is already paying out this year.
DMC sign-up for this year started on February 28th. It ends on April 29th, and payments started being issued. We had to adjust the regulation as a result of some actions by Congress. That adjustment is now done. The rule was published. And when that happened, one of the important pieces of that is it's retroactive back to January of 2024. And because those payments triggered for January of 2024, those payments started being issued again. But going forward now, people can elect into DMC coverage going up until April 29th.
The program is open to any dairy operation in the country.
It's generally something that conventional dairies take advantage of. It's a risk management tool. It helps deal with some of those uncertainties that impact the prices for milk. Last year, we put out $1.2 billion in DMC payments. It's a really pretty cheap program. It costs about 15 cents per hundredweight for $9.50 coverage. That risk protection is just really inexpensive. So largely, this is conventional dairies that buy into this. And again, we put out quite a little bit of payments last year.
Burge says there are multiple coverage options.
There's several different options for coverage. You can go onto our website. There's an online dairy decision tool that's available there for people to do some homework before they go into the office and make a determination on what kind of coverage they would like. Producers have to certify with FSA that the operation is commercially marketing milk. There's a number of different forms that they would have available at their local county office, and then there's an administrative fee of $100. That fee is waived for farmers who are part of our either limited resource community, beginning farmers, or socially disadvantaged farmers, or a military veteran.
Producers can lock into a multi-year contract or sign up every year. For more information, visit fsa.usda.com. That's fsa.usda.com. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Agriculture groups are supporting two GOP bills that would limit farm and animal welfare regulations by local governments. The measures, Senate Bill 892 and Assembly Bill 957, would prevent local governments from enacting regulations stricter than state rules that govern farms and commercial operations, including CAFOs. The restrictions would apply in areas zoned primarily for agriculture. Now, the bills would also prevent local governments from regulating what species of animals are allowed in areas zoned for agriculture. Assembly Bill 957, which received Assembly approval in February, was approved by the Senate earlier on Tuesday and sent to Governor Evers. Supporters say they introduced the bills after California adopted rules requiring more spaces for breeding farm animals in response to concerns about the treatment of farm animals and their living conditions. The bills are packed by 17 agricultural organizations. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson joined Senators Chuck Grassley and John Thune in urging U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Vilsack to improve ag export opportunities. In writing the letter to Vilsack and Tai, they acknowledged that trade fluctuates because of macroeconomic factors and market conditions. However, the current sharp decline in U.S. agricultural exports is attributable to and exacerbated by an unambitious U.S. trade strategy that's failing to meaningfully expand market access or reduce tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade, the senators wrote. While the administration refuses to pursue trade agreements, China, Canada, the EU, the United Kingdom, and others continue to ink trade pacts that diminish American export opportunities and global economic influence, the letter went on to say. The National Pork Producers Council has announced that World Pork Expo will return June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Though pork producers have faced their share of challenges, the annual expo showcases the best the industry offers in a form of educational and networking opportunities not found anywhere else. The world's largest pork-specific trade show returns with more than 700 booths showcasing the latest and greatest in pork production technology and services. Just some of the things attendees can expect to include a new schedule with 2 days filled with seminars, networking, and innovation from 9 to 5 each day. It'll also be a chance to connect with over 10,000 industry professionals in the ultimate meeting place for pork producers. Now, it is also a festival atmosphere, including a celebration of pork with new entertainment, blending professional insights with lots of fun. And for more information, attendees need to just visit worldpork.org. That's worldpork.org to register for World Pork Expo again June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service yesterday awarded approximately $40 million for 60 grant projects through the Organic Market Development Grant Program. The projects will support the development of new and existing organic markets, support the infrastructure to improve processing capacity, explore emerging technologies to promote organic products, and purchase equipment to help meet the increasing demand for organic commodities. USDA anticipates the projects funded through the program will benefit more than 27,000 producers, over 31.8 million consumers, by increasing organic market opportunities. And farmers, a reminder, today is the final date to enact and enroll into the ARC or PLC programs for the 2024 crop year. Farm Service Agency reminds farmers that you need to make your selection and enroll now. The Farm Service Agency invites farmers to reach out to their offices today to get the farm signed up for the 2024 ARC-PLC programs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The dry weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. Dry conditions are expected to persist as well into next week. Now, that said, cooler conditions Saturday will keep relative humidities in the lower 30s to lower 40% range. Northwest winds will also begin to increase as well, with speeds of 15 to 25 gusting to 35 to 45. because of the dry weather and increasing winds, fire weather conditions will need to be monitored. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, highs 48 to 53. Relative humidities at 38 to 43%. West winds at 10 to 15. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 34 to 39. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%. West winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs 41 to 46. Relative humidities at 37 to 42%. Northwest winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 35. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Love you to me, oh what a feeling, what a one.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day 116, I asked her what she was doing for the rest of my life. Day 189, oh, I almost lost that girl to my foolish pride. She said I'd do one day 482, and gave me a son on day 761. Oh, what a feeling, what a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life, counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs all along the way. She had a chance to leave but chose to stay. What a beautiful day. Well, honey, that's 50 years. Yeah, here's to you and me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life. Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs. Chance to leave but chose to stay. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude.
had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. By the song, when she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights, maybe just a little bit Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. That's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. She can tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real South begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart.
Road, Dancing Cowboys, and Good Hearted Women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain. Tractor, another